looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, it was only yesterday that we were talking about Joe Biden wanting a crackdown on guns, and this morning, a 12-year-old boy has shot dead a home invader who was going in and possibly attacking his grandmother. Harley Carnes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Yes, the boy saved his grandmother. He's 12, fatally shot a man who forced his way into their apartment with an accomplice in Goldsboro, North Carolina. That's over near Raleigh, near the state capitol. The break-in occurred after midnight. If you can imagine hearing people breaking through your door after midnight, two men wearing masks, demanding money. They shot and wounded the boy's grandmother. She's 73. The boy retrieved his grandma's gun, pointed it at the bad guys, and fired. He got one of them, and they ran away. Police found the wounded man dying in a nearby intersection. No word on the other suspect. He did get away. Grandma will recover. The bad guy who was killed is 19. The grandmother was 73. No charges expected to be filed against the boy.
Amazing. Only 12 years old. Now, what's happening in Texas with the snowstorms?
Well, this damage and pain and grief from this massive snowstorm is going to last a while because it takes days, sometimes a week or more, for the utility crews to restore the electricity. At least three people were found dead after a tornado on the North Carolina coast. That was on the edge of the winter weather as it was moving out. Millions of people are still without electricity. They're in sub-freezing temperatures. Some people have taken to staying warm in their cars, which only lasts as long as the gas in the tank lasts. So, of course, they'll go fill up with gas as long as the gas stations have fuel. Travel conditions are treacherous on the roads in many states. This winter storm overwhelmed a southwestern power grid, that's Texas, that you're hearing so much about. The cold is dangerous from Canada to Mexico, right through the center of the country. The only parts of the country that seem to have avoided this storm happen to be Southern California and Southern Florida. Still warm, but that's about it. I mean, Chicagoans got a foot and a half of snow, and that forces the Chicago public schools to go to in-person classes. Used to, the kids would get a day off. Now, because of COVID, everybody's got a computer and they have to do it from home. So snow days are not what they used to be, I can tell you that.
Now, what's this about the case of the stolen engagement ring?
Well, this, I think, is a cautionary tale for people who want to use dating apps. Joseph Davis is the guy's name. He's 48. He used fake names to find women on a dating app. He got engaged with one woman. She thought it was going to be love forever. Then he evidently changed his mind and stole the engagement ring back from her, and also stole her grandmother's ring, and maybe her laptop. But then he gave the engagement ring to another woman that he also met online. Now, both women found out about each other because the first woman saw him and the other woman on Facebook, and she was wearing her ring, so she called the police, of course. Mm. The police are trying to make a case, nearly $6,300 in jewelry. And they, you know, it's a felony case of theft. So watch out there. It's a crazy world.
He sounds like a good catch. We'll talk tomorrow, Harley.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.